Vietnamese lawmakers approved Nguyen Xuan Phuc as the country's new prime minister Thursday. Phuc was the only candidate for the position. He was chosen at the Vietnamese Communist Party's Congress 3 months ago. Vietnam's parliament is not independent. Its members vote as the country's leaders direct them to. These kinds of legislatures are often called rubber-stamp parliaments. As Phuc took office, he said, "Before the flag of the motherland, before the assembly, in front of the people of Vietnam, I swear to have the utmost loyalty to the country, the people, and the Constitution of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam." He added, "I promise to try my best to fulfill the responsibilities and missions given to me by the party, the government, and the people." Nguyen Xuan Phuc is 61 years old. He formerly served as Vietnam's deputy prime minister. He follows Nguyen Tan Tsung, who was prime minister for 10 years. Tsung enacted a series of measures that led to an increase in foreign investment in Vietnam. He also strengthened Vietnam's relationship with the United States, and he publicly criticized China's attempts to claim much of the South China Sea. During Tsung's years as prime minister, Vietnam's debt increased sharply, and he was not able to end widespread corruption. And inefficiency remained a problem at state-operated businesses. Nguyen Xuan Phuc is now one of the country's three main leaders. The other two are the Communist Party's Secretary General Nguyen Phu Chung and President Chan Dai-quan. Chan was elected to the largely ceremonial position of president last week. In January, during the party meeting, Chung beat back Nguyen Tan Tsung for a seat on the party's ruling Politburo. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.